This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a Colorado web designer who says she won't offer wedding website designs for gay couples because of her religious beliefs. The web designer Lori Smith wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, something that's restricted by Colorado's anti-discrimination law. She says the law violates her free speech and religious rights. The Supreme Court said it would only look at the free speech issue. Colorado is ramping up use of an innovative tool that monitors wastewater to give an early warning about COVID-19 spread. Here's CPR's John Daly.
When the pandemic hit, some Colorado universities and water treatment agencies started taking wastewater samples and sending them to labs for analysis. That helped them see spikes in the spread. Testing wastewater from dorms and then testing students allowed the University of Denver to quickly isolate infected students. Keith Miller is an associate professor in chemistry and biochemistry at DU.
That's what wastewater testing is. It's the one that's going to give you the biggest picture first. There are multiple tools that we can use to stop the spread of the virus.
Now both the CDC and the state are expanding wastewater monitoring using federal money. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In western Colorado, U.S. Highway 550 will close tonight at 6 p.m. from just south of Ouray to north of Silverton. Avalanche danger is high there. There is also no estimated time for reopening. In Grand Junction, it's in the 20s. There will be some snow tonight. You're listening to CPR News.